Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
One of the greatest blessings we can receive in this life is the love of a family, and the bonds that exist between its members are sacred. It's no accident that the Bible is filled with passages that explain our relationship to God by comparing it to our relationship with our Father. Our earthly families are intended, I think, to reflect God's unconditional love. Husbands are called to love their wives as Christ loves the church, and wives are called to devote themselves to their husbands as the church devotes itself to Christ. Emulating the love that exists between God and His church in the family is no easy feat. And oftentimes, families struggle with emptiness or maybe a lack of communication or even pain. But they don't realize that the resolution they are straining for is really simpler than the battle that they are fighting. A Christian family begins and ends with each member's personal commitment to God. To get to where you want to be, you need to know your destination. And no matter where you are now, whether you're single, you're dreaming of a family, or maybe you're a seasoned veteran of matrimony, I just encourage you to keep your eyes turned to God's love. That is the ideal. And once you've aligned yourself with God's plan for you, the rest will fall into place. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "Seek first His kingdom above all else. Live righteously, and He will give you everything you need." This is John Church, pastor at Katy Park Baptist Church, reminding you to go the distance in Christ.